أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the second part to a five part that I am doing on lessons on Islamic belief. This one is on divine justice. The lessons are extracted from the book Lessons on Islamic Belief by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali. I have been given and granted the permission to do so through KLC and through him, through KLC. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. These lessons have been extracted from the book Lessons on Islamic Belief by Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali. These lessons here are a brief overview of this book, and I highly recommend getting this book for additional information. This book I personally will be getting again for each of my children, and I believe these aspects of our religion are crucial and fundamental to their education. If anyone is interested, I'm providing a link at the end of this series of more in-depth discussion on this book with Dr. Muhammad Ali Shamali, which is found on YouTube. Lessons on Divine Justice. Second topic I'd like to dive into is a divine justice. This is in sequence to and is a natural from the essential topic of God's divine unity. Divine justice is not the only quality God has. In Quran we read hundreds of names of God and his qualities. So why is justice so important that we as Shia have singled it out as one of the principles of faith? Justice is giving everything its due right it deserves. There is nothing that God owes us, and in fact, anything that he has given to us is by his mercy. Understanding why God gives more to some than others is not due to his justice, but it is due to his wisdom. Historically, God's divine justice has been questioned and undermined and had become a point of contention and controversy between Muslims. To safeguard it, Shias have deemed it a very important aspect of Islam, and in order to distinguish themselves from those who did not give justice its due place. One question we must answer is the nature of goodness and badness. What is good morally and what is bad morally? We believe that there is a difference between good and bad, and they each have their own reality. There is an inner difference between virtues and vices. A person who is honest and a person who betrays are different in reality. We don't need to have any kind of faith to know that it is wrong to hurt an innocent person. We believe, therefore, that whatever is good is commanded by God and whatever is bad is prohibited by God. Divine commands and prohibitions are based on real reason. Justice is a very important issue, and upholds it as a tenet of faith. That makes it more important is having the right understanding of justice and its rational understanding. In Surah 57, Ayat 5, certainly we sent our apostles with manifested proof, and we sent down with them the book and the balance, so that mankind may establish justice. Note, prophets did not get sent down to establish justice. They were sent to teach people how to establish justice. Shias concerned themselves with social justice in the very beginning, and whether the ruler of the time was legitimate or not, whether he was treated people with justice or not. That's why throughout history there have been many movements initiated by Shias against tyrannical and unjust rulers. Imam Hussein alayhi salam quoted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Surely the most privileged type of struggle is to utter words of protest in front of an unjust ruler." In the book Shia Islam, The Origins, Faith, and Practices, an entire chapter is devoted to defining the spirit of Shia Islam, which boils down to spirituality, its rationality, and its quest for justice. These three sum up the core teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The problem of evil. Questions arise that if God is just, why are there problems or evil in this world? Two general types of evil, moral evil and natural evil. Moral evil refers to the problems suffered at the hands of human beings, such as wars, murder, theft, injustice, tyranny, and oppression. Natural evil, which includes natural catastrophes, that is, which suffering such as earthquakes, droughts, and floods. How to answer the problem of evil in this world? It first articulated by Plato, then further developed by the Muslim philosophers such as Ibn Sina and Mullah Sadra. They said that suffering and evil have to be acknowledged as problems, whether dependent or independent. However, it must be acknowledged at the same time that they are relative. World consists of three major parts. God is the creator of this world, who is the most perfect being, necessary existence, with no deficiency, and his essence. The created world, which is divided into two major realms, one of the immaterial realm, and the second is the immaterial realm. Material world is lowest level of existence, where everything is tangible, existence such as nature, plants, animals, and people. Often you may hear it as referred to dunya. In the immaterial abstract realm, we have no problems or discrepancies. This immaterial spiritual realm is one of the law's abstract concepts, intellects, and angels that are fixed positions. They are as good as they could possibly be. Material world, however, is a world full of potentialities and possibilities. Along with its fair share of problems such as droughts, famines, oppression, and earthquakes, this is material world consists of lots of limited beings with unlimited potentialities and possibilities in them. With this comes lots of scenarios and, of course, choices, and this is, in turn, may result in a lot of clashes, conflicts, and even problems. Example, a man attacks and is eaten by a wolf in the forest. His family suffer, but it is not unjust of God that the animal has to eat. It's not a bad thing. This is just simple part of the material. It cannot be classified as evil or bad. It is only when something conflicts with human interests that we think it's bad. Many of the sufferings and difficulties in this world can be avoided, especially those of the results of the human action interaction. Even when it comes to natural catastrophes, the growing problem of global warming, which is turning, is causing a change in weather, increased earthquakes, droughts, floods. It is a problem started by human beings in the last few decades. Some things are avoidable and some things are unavoidable. Those that are unavoidable, such as death, a fire also is another good example of an unavoidable thing. Fire can burn down a house, but without fire, we would not be able to be kept warm or make food. So fire is not a bad thing. A beautiful Farsi poem that expresses this beautifully. The world is like the lines, moles, eyes, and eyebrows on the face, each of which is beautiful and useful only when in its own place. Decree and destiny in brief. We believe God is all-knowing and that He knows already what will happen, but this doesn't mean we don't have choice. We believe in predestination, but as well as free will. There is no contradiction in this. Even though Allah knows all things, He has given us free will and doesn't make this go away. These are my own notes. Predestination, such as death, some natural catastrophes, are what Allah has destined for us. We have no choice to live along with life and then to die. On the same hand, we have free will and choices. We make such as to sin or not, or do good or do the evil. Man is held accountable for his free will in this decision, and therefore will be rewarded or punished. Had all things been predestined, then it would not make sense to punish someone for an evil deed. And had it been complete free will, then choices like not to ever die would be made, and this we know is not possible. The belief in both on a middle ground shows the intellectuality in Allah's religion. So the following link here has been removed. It is in my first video, so please go refer back to that to be able to view the whole lessons, and that's by Dr. Muhammad Shamali, and it's his own lecture on the book, and it's a full lecture, so it's quite in depth. So if you have the time, I do recommend that you go and watch that video, and as well, you know, buy the book and read it yourself, and do let your children who are youth read it as well. Please do make a special dua for all those who are being oppressed today, and do make a special dua for the hastening reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.